וישלח ישוע מן השיטים שניים אנושים מרגלו עם חור השלמה. says the Eilig Gemara in Ayin. Hine, Hemes, it's a very, very, like, Masuda de Kamar in Ayin, and a Mar in Ayin, which, you know, which is really a Pesach and a Haschala to understanding Pnimi Satoira with the Gimel, with the Middah, how the Achmoichen work and how the Middahs work. You know, so Mar in Ayin would have been Gishmak to have been the first piece of the Seif. I mean, it's fundamental and a Yesod in Pnimi Satoira. He goes through them. Hine, Yesh Vodam Seich, so a person's got chachma. Who, kashalay made or maybe not over besichla, poshet belishum kush. Mitzad chachma, a person doesn't get kashus, doesn't feel this kashus. Now, this chachma is a clarity, kila, when you see the initial clarity of something, we said the chachma is re'ia, and re'ia, you don't have kashus. When you see something clear, so then you don't have kashus. Right? That's the chachma, that's the bechinas chachma, that's the bechinas re'ia. Then from chachma, when you start understanding it, internalizing the bechinas bina, oz noldalay sveikos v'kushos. Then it's noldalay sveikos v'kushos machmas habina. The kushos and sveikos that are misoyre, that's because of the bina shezenikra havana. So now those bina, we know that bina eishes chachma is mayim. Mayim is gishmak. Mayim is oineg laki. Without bechinas yigia, and we know that bina is yigia. Because Bina is where you start seeing, Bina is Eish. Eish means we start seeing kashas, and you start seeing kashas, and it's you know, that it's a hisgabrus, and there's a hester, suddenly you thought you understood it. Chachm is oynig elyon. That's why chachm is spatlus. The spatlus of chachm is the beginner where person's batli b'metzias. Batli b'metzias. In other words, Bina is the beginner of bitla yesh. Person feels yesh, and then he's mevatel as yesh. In other words, he thought you understand. I see, you don't understand. It's bitla yesh. Chacham is a bechina bitla b'metzias. In other words, and that's where oineg is. Bitla b'metzias, where a person completely is bottled to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. His mamish is bottled b'metzias lagamri, and that's where the oineg begins. So chacham is like oineg. You see, your ear, clarity, and bina is when it starts getting down into. Bina is when it starts getting down into the bitla yesh. It's a lower madrega, and that's where all the kashas come. And then you see, taka, you thought you understood everything. Son shmein and as mefashteit alles.
And that's. What does it mean? Oinig and the chacham wasn't real.
It was, but then see, what you saw was something that was abstract to you. Chacham is always the bechina where it's abstract to a person. As soon as we want to start being koinet, so then we've got to do a lot of work in order that we can be koinet. Mm-hmm. So it's like you see something that's abstract to you. When you want to make it part of you, then you see it's not so poshut. Mm-hmm. That's why I always discuss the first blick that you feel you understand it is chochmah. That's the oinik. But then it's outside of you. Then you want to take a say it over. You see it's not so poshut to say. Why is it not so poshut to say over? Hurry, 2 minutes ago, mm-hmm. Mamash felt when it came into my mind. You know, you felt you have it. You felt the gishmak. You felt the oinik. But it wasn't yet ready to come to you. In other words, that was the first blick that came to you. That's the oinik. You want to make it come to you. You want to bring it down, so to speak, more at that poil. So then it needs. Then you're going to come through and you're going to be mevarit. Then you have to be toireach in order that you can be oimed al adas. Because a person has three bechinas: seichel anikra chochma, bina v'das. When it comes to the chaldas, azay nechlak hadas l'shnei bechinas ava v'yira. When it comes down to the dark of das, then das is nechlak to ava and to yira. In other words, das is what's makasha and moichin to midas. Ava yira is already midas. Ava yira is already midas. And das is the ischabrus between the moichin and the midas. Then it starts having an effect on the person. That's very good. It should have an effect on the person. So the moichin, when it comes down, has an effect on the person. Then it comes down to the bechina of das. So chochma, is everything's clear. Start taking it down to yourself. Start bringing it down to yourself. That's a bechina bina. That's eish. Then you need a lot of yigina meila. And then after all the yigina meila, then you come to the darga of das. And das is the bechina of emotion and midas. That's where a person starts feeling emotionally attached to what is known. It's not the chochma. So then something that we said is outside of the person. So if you can't be emotionally, chochma can't really combine to midas. And therefore, you find that kilu people who are intellectual are not emotional. because they're dovuk to a bechina that is mufshit from the person. It's mufshit from the person, so therefore they don't get affected by the chachma that they learn. And that's because that works in the Goyisha belt. In the Goyisha belt, you have the scientists and the chachamim, and they're not so emotional. They don't let themselves get emotionally affected, because kila by them it's a steerer to their chachma, because they're oisik in something that is beyond midas. So maybe that's higher than midas. Maybe they don't let themselves get affected by it. But Yiddishkeit, the tachlis is that we should take the chachma, bring it down to dargah bina, work hard and it be yigirit, until we make it part of us, until it's chachma's b'moyach, bina's the leiv, and then a person starts feeling emotionally connected to it. Now, achlom alayam adonim ala daf tekef, kishemaschil ulmoid. Why should I have to go through the earlier bechinas? Why shouldn't a person be oimed al da'at tekef immediately when he starts learning yasig kol ma sheyesh b'koyach b'asagosay lahasig? Now there's immediately when a person starts learning he should be masig everything that's b'koyach to be masig achazek kefi koyach madrigas nishmasa. Immediately when he starts learning, why shouldn't he go straight through das? What does he have to go through the earlier nekudas for? And says the Hele Gemara, Naim Achum Pnei Pegamoi Bo Oisius Ube Nishmosoi. Because of the Pegam and the Oisius and Nishmosoi, Azai Asvekes Vakushus Hema Dinim Shaloisha Nifridu Mimenu. In other words, we know that the Kashas on Mitzad the Klipper, Kashas on Mitzad the Klipper, and that's the Bechina we know as Eitzadas Toivaran as Eitzachayim. Eitzachayim corresponds to the Chedek of Oinig HaToyra, Pnimis HaToyra. Pnimis HaToyra is the Oinig of Toyra, and that's the Bechina as Eitzachayim. Eitzadas Toivara, that's the Birim between Toivara. There, there's a clipper, and a clipper is a Kasha, and the person's got to be Mevara and take away all the clippers in order to make that Birim. So, I mean, it can't be naturally Gishmak, it's got to come through Kashas because there's Pegomim. And there's Pegamim, and there's a Chelik of Torah which has to be Nizbarer. Eitzachayim, Pnimis HaTorah, Rosh HaTorah, the Soitis of Torah, that doesn't need Birah, that's already Nizbarer. But the Chelik of Niglish of Torah, Halacha, etc. So that has to be Nizbarer. That's the Birah from the Klippas. That's the Nizbarer from the Klippas. That's why it requires Yigi and Amela. And that leads us something to Yisod that we've discussed before often. The Pshat is the teretz doesn't come because of the Kasha, so to speak. Pshat is you ask the Kasha, it's made as a teretz. It's two different melachas. The Kasha is taking away the klippas. Kasha is taking the klippas. And then if you take away the klippas, then it's nizgala to a person who goes on inside. Yeah, so that's the oimiko, that's the Kiran Kasha. He's going to discuss over here now. So the Kasha person's got to realize now that sometimes a person thinks that a Gavaltik Kasha and he likes his Kasha so much that he thinks that he's reached the Shlemus with his Kasha. It's Faker. The Kasha is only taking away, it's a Bechina Sumeira, the Kasha. So you can get this on us. A person who runs around asking everybody his kasha because he's so happy with his kasha, so he's instead of eating the banana, he's running around boasting the banana peel. So that's a shtus. The kashas come from the klipa. Okay, fiya pegama keinu akashas shulay. In pegama godl, if his pegama is godl, ozay akashas gam kem gedoyla. Kilifamim osa aveir, a person doesn't aveir, but achbulo is a bemirma, in other words, does a tifa aveir with chochma of ra, and keina kusha, yeah, I'm tzol gedoyla, so therefore the kusha would also be a very big kusha. Ve'im kein hu chisar le ma shemaksha kusha gedoyla yoysa. The bigger kasha he has means the bigger hastora it is. Yesh anoshim shoytim shemisparim b'zeh shemakshim kusha gdoyla v'atzuma. They mamish, they're so proud of their kasha. And they think such a strong kasha she'ein lo shum piruk, kefi anira.
Even though the kasha is getting you to frustrate.
Oh, so if the kasha, so that's what we'll discuss in a minute. In other words, so then that person wouldn't run around with a kasha. Uh-huh. In other words, he's talking about a shoyter who's proud of his kasha. Proud of his kasha, it's a bechinas gnus. Adar abu gnuso koma. Im achakach kashbo al adas hoy oiches beyiru ve'ava. In other words, if afterwards he'll come to the das because this kasha is coming from bina. Afterwards, if he would come to the das and he would be oiches beyiru ve'ava hoy yabal at a limit al avodas abayis baruch, then he'd come through the limit to avodas Hashem. Ach, what does this guy do? Ach, umar achiv shmoi b'zeh. Forget, he's going to make himself fame with a kasha. V'oimah, shuhu hakasha kusha gedoylo. V'tirtzah. Even if he's got teretz through it, but what's he proud of? He's proud of his kasha. Mamish, he's running around boasting with a beautiful orange peel. Yesh le gadlus bazeh, chas v'sham, and he feels the gadlus from the kasher. Ube'emes ein zeh mitzidoy. So he's going to come to the whole test. But the vote is, there's two different ways. We discussed this yesterday of asking kashas. Some people, I see that also with Usman and Moshe Feinstein, he always asks so many kashas, right? His stira is almanos livnos. It's a stira almanos livnos. In other words, he's asking the kashas in order to take away the klipa, to take away all the hastara. I mean, the more kashas you ask, the more you're being mavara hastara. And when there's no hastara there, then you see gavalti, then you see the yisoy, the pnimius of the sugya. So there, the kasha is only a hakdama, basically. Kasha is a hakdama, that's the derech halimut. Derech halimut is that the taka, chochma, you thought you understood it all. You taka saw gilui of a dova mevura. You taka saw gilui of a dova mevura. For you to internalize that, that's already in Oshayach, right? It's like Olam Haba, Ayin Leiros, or the Kimzul Asecha. It's not Shayach for you to be able to internalize such a thing. But you had a ha'or of it. But now there's a mitzvah of Torah in order to internalize the Torah, and to understand the Torah, and to be masik the Torah, and yedias the Torah, to understand it. So therefore, after that tainug that you felt that you have it, now you have to start wading through it, and be mavare all in yonim that need birurim, etc., etc. And that's the avoida. And that's the avoider of then after that going and asking all the kashas, and then you go and ask the kashas, you're mevarer, and you're taking out all the clippers, taking out all the hastara, and then when the more kashas you ask, so the more you're being master the sugya, you're taking away the hastaras from the sugya until you're zoicha to see the pnimis of the sugya, but not that the ikke is the kasha. Not the ikke is the kasha. You talk to fine people like Kiru, they're so happy with the kasha. And they're not so interested in hearing the teretz. I know somebody, whatever, once had a psakasha, a psakasuka, and he was running around asking the kasha. He wasn't so makabal, Kiru, to hear the teretz. Because if he hears the teretz, it takes away from his kasha. Kasha shenishka kasha. So you should be happy the kasha shenishka kasha. The kasha was astara, now you've got a biru. It should make a person happy, and not every person is happy. That's the nakuda. Why is he asking all those kashas? You see, he's asking all those kashas in order to get you to the shayrish ha'inyan. So that's he's getting back to the tainug elyon. So marid nakuda. It's like first you see the tainug elyon, then straight away there's the hastara, and then you get back to the tainug elyon by taking away the hastara. That's where tzaddik says always works in avodas Hashem. First, the Rabban Shalom is taka meir big ha'ora, and somebody wants to get on an avodas Hashem. And then the Rabban Shalom takes it away, makes a hastara. He makes a hastara and he takes it away. And then the person gets back to that same tiny galion through his own yegi and amela. That's like you see by Avraham Avinu. First, the Rabban Shalom shined to him, which was Eretz Yisrael. Then the Rabban Shalom took it away and sent it down to Mitzrayim, and then said, "Kili, you've got to come back to it. You've got to come back to it on your own." That's the Chacham Avina. And that's after all the Yigiyah, after all the Amela, now he's koina something. Now he's masik something where he feels the oinig in his midis, in his Ava v'yira, and then he's mischaber to it. Unlike the same oinig that he had earlier, which was mechachma, which he wasn't mischaber to it, because the song was abstract to him. After the bina, after he's taken away all the hastaras, so then he comes back to the same tainug elyon, but now this time the tainug elyon is part and parcel of him. And that's the same thing as a neshama, and it's the same thing as a bechinas, the neshama before it's born, and then it comes down into the world, and it comes down into the world to a world of kashas, into a world of astaras, and it goes through all the astaras, and then it gets back to the even hecher to the oinig elyon. Right. And even by the kisakov and all those giluyim that he's zoche to, his thing. Always that's the seida havoida. Seida havoida is always the Rabban Shalom first shines in. Mamish, what you're saying in terms of limud ha'Torah, that's mamish the inyan. That's the beginning. And there he sees a chachma, but that chachma is not internally connected to. It's an oinig elyon. The Rabban Shalom was shine, or the Rabban Shalom showed him that's meanwhile beyond him. But the Rabban Shalom showed him that or. If you wouldn't have shown him that aura, then he wouldn't have the koyach, and the you wouldn't have had the push and the mysterious nefesh to go through the yegiya later to get him back mitzad himself. And then afterwards, he's koyne mitzad himself. And then that's the tachas. Ki mesoyes Hashem cheftzoi, mesoyes soy yegayem amaloyva. That which he was masik first as a bechinas teres Hashem, so maybe it was abstract from him. Oba mesoyes soy yegayem amaloyva. Then it becomes his Torah. Right, the Kazakh. and then it says Torah through a biru. So once a person's done, had gone through all the kashas and everything, so he made a mardik biru. Right? He made a mardik biru. In other words, he brought the Torah, he took away the clips, and he brought the Torah down to a matzav down here in the world. Once that person's done that, so then even his sikh schulin have also been mevura already. And that's the next pasuk in Tehillim, right? Vayakech shastal pal gimay mashpira yitam etev v'leil la'yibol. Rashi says v'leil, the leaves, the tree is the teperus, is the Torah, and the leaves are the sikh schun shetamit echonim. So in other words, kolzman, it's still beyond the person, so then that's a dargel yoyna, but then that and sikh schun is something completely different. But once a person has been mevarer, that he's taken away all the hastaras, so then he's a darga where even the sikh schul and tamid chum sikh and limit. In other words, there the Torah has come down to a matzav where his whole being becomes the Torah, his av and nir is the Torah, and then even the sikh schul and tamid chum sikh and limit. So that's a gewaltige gezach. So the person must realize that the yegiyah and amela is all taking away hastaras. Whether it's Yigi and Amel looking for Dira, it's all taking away Astoras. But Metz Hashem, once the Baruch Shalem takes it away, so then the person sees the Or Elyon, sees the Or Elyon without all the Astoras. He's been through the Astoras, he's been Mevarer all the Astoras. Every Kasha and every Hester is a Bira that has to take place, and is a Yigi that has to take place, and that's the Dar Gobina. Oh, so that's the beginning of Eden. Be'emes Einzem Mitzvah Nekim, Makamash Ksiv, Nar Yetzah Be'eden, Hashkes Esagan, and then it's nechlak la'arba roshim. So let me tainug elyon. Lahashkes is a gan storm deraisa. So the nor, which is yotze me'eden, right? The nor, which is yotze me'eden, is that the tainug elyon? That's the bechin that we said. That's the kilu bechin of chachma, higher than chachma. That's the bechin. That's the tainug elyon, and that's there licked in the mesechtes of Torah. Lahashkes is a gan. There's the nun gimel mesechtes of Torah. Oisai nor who mashpia seichel v'shefa b'toyra sheyishavu aloyim demoisai, that the loyim dem people learn Torah should be shoyev from it. In other words, again, like we said, that's the tainug elyon, that a person should try with take away all the stars by bringing it to himself. Who ain't a rak shemeh ma seichel elyon? Ki meshemaschil lilmoid margish ba'atzme kishabo leh seichel b'moicha sheyoven esadova shaloyim eid. In other words, meanwhile, he's only hearing from the seichel elyon. So that's already something that's not yet. It's not yet himself. He hasn't internalized it yet. Because when he starts learning, he's margish ba'atzmei kishabo le'aseichel b'moichoi sheyoven esadov shaloyimit. V'zeo shama anovi. That's what the Novi says. Hachareishim shamu cheresh miloshen hachresh v'amaske haloyimdim. That was the loshen of loyimdim einom rak shoyimim. V'leslam yigamai klum. Somebody feels that he's only a shemeya. It's not him. He's only hearing it from somebody else. So why should he boast with that? As soon as a person holds that it's from himself, then he's nifsak from the chiyus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Afshu chai, even though the person's alive, he called chai achaim shal boyer baruch hu baruch shmoy ein ha-shoichem b'soichoy. And that's the darga of Roshoim b'chayim kuroim meisim. Rotsalayim b'chayim levad, she'enem chai achaim shu Hashem yizborach baruch hu. Ve'enem akabal me'ashefa she'yered minoa elyon, u'me'abo roshim. And he's going to explain through each of the four rivers. Keneged hadam tainig elyon comes down to a person. In other words, tainig elyon is a person's chapset only b'derech. Meaning that he realizes that it doesn't come from him. So that's like the first darga where there's a hashpo of seichel elyon. And then a person's got to take that seichel elyon and he's got to work it through the middas through the moichin until he internalizes it. A person who feels, that he feels his own impact in it when it's coming down from seichel elyon, so then he's cut off from the seichel elyon. Like we said yesterday, then that's a person who learns Torah, but it's a dry Torah, because it's a Torah that's nifsak from the shpa of the Seichel Elyon. Bechina of a person who's a minor misgav, means that he's learning Torah, and one can feel in his Torah, the Bechina, that it's coming from his Seichel Elyon, it's coming from a minor, and that's minor is misgaber. And the minor is misgaber, so he's talking out Seichel Elyon Dika Torah, but a person who, so to speak, cuts off the Seichel Elyon and makes himself a baldover over here. So then that's the b'chinah of Rasha Mechayim and Kurim Mesim. Even though they're learning Torah and Torah is Kihim Chayim, but they're cut off from the Mayan, cut off from the Mayan Elyon, which comes and it feeds the Arab Roshim. One of them is Pishoin. Ratzalayma, what's Pishoin? Pishoin halachas. Pishoin. Ashesham Zahov. Shema Noah Sheini Gichoin. Virish Rashi Miloshin Yigach, which is that's the Bechina of Shneitan, Goring, Dami Injuring, Loshin Tamid Chomam, Hamenakhim Zed Zebah Halacha. That's the Bechina of Bina, that's the Bechina of Yigia, that's the Bechina of the Fire Sheboy. Shema Noah Shlishi Chidekel, which is Chad, Sharp, Kal. V'nar vi hu poras shemim of porim v'robim, which is the bechin of das. We know das is the bechin of adam yodas chave ishtoi. Das is the bechin of pruvu. Shabo lechlal yira v'yavo mikoyach ze bo lechlal maisa, which is ikatol the same shal tzadikim maisim toivim. In other words, that's the way it's got to work. It comes from the Tainug Elyon, and then it's got to work through chachma, it's got to work through bina, until it gets through das. And das is where you get the ava and yira. That's the bechina of poras, and then that person's Torah is Torah which is porim v'rovim, because that's the we discussed it yesterday. That's the bechina of the yichud of das, and that's the bechina of puruvu in Torah, the ruchnistic of puruvu. So that's only when a person with a nor which is yotze me'eda elyon goes through the seida advar, first the hasoga in abstract, then the menachin zedze ba'alocha, and then coming out to the emes lamitoy. Hine yeish nun shari bina shiachol adam lahachzik chutz miyachod. It says that besides the echod, in other words, there's one that Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't massive, or he wasn't a gale. Yardin is meloshen yorat nun. Arizal says yorat nun, which means he wasn't a gale. Then the fiftieth, the nun shari bina. And the neshama koydim boya loylem azeh. The neshama before he comes down to loylem azeh, mevarch in oisa. We mevarch the neshama. The branch of the mevarch the neshama. Ko yeshiacha matzas miragle. That's why the neshama is called Yeshua. Umiraglim hein of a liba, which is traced to Surah Mavari Lash Miraglim. So that's Pshat. In other words, every person down here coming into the world is a miragle. What's he looking for? In other words, he's looking for the things that are hidden and things that have to be captured, and he's looking out, he's spying out to see how to get to that nakuda. That's what a neshama is doing down here in this world. He's going through all the hastara, he has to find the madriga salyonis to be niskasher to the darga that he was used to seeing up there, and that's through all the hastaras, and that's why it's a spy. He's got to break through all the hastaras to get to that madriga. But yishlach Yeshua is the neshama bin nun. How? Min ashitim. Shitim are the lines of Torah. It's loyim min haTorah. Shnichteves shitim, which are shuroes. Mekabel min haOr. Shnishba min haEden haElyon. It should be mekabel from the Or, which is nishba from the Eden haElyon. Shnayim miraglim. It's loyim sheyachza miraglim. Hoheim eina veliba laHatoyv. You should bring all the eina veliba, which can be taken out lera, which is the klipa, and you should be mevara that. You should bring back all that latoiv. So that's really what a miragle is. In other words, that's why the Sfasemes, all the Sfarim say that a person down here, Be'emes, is the Shliach. It says by Moshe Rabbeinu, he's a miragle. Every person over here is a Shliach. What does a miragle do? What does the spy have to do? He has to see things that they can't see from his base. He has to go and see things which are Musta. He has to be Megala Astaras. He has to Megala where the secret air bases are, all these things which are secret, which they can't see, they don't know where to bomb. So they send spies, and the spy goes in, and the spy has to see where everything is situated. So a spy, by very definition, is looking for what in Yonah, which is Torah. So too, every Yid down here, every Yid is like you said, is told the Torah, and his neshama has a heritage of what the kus is before it's born. Comes down into this world, which is a world full of Astaras, and has to go in this world and find all those bechinas of Tainik Elden that are stuck down here in this world. By asking all the kashas, by taking away all the clippers and all the stars, there it finds the oinag elyon. So that's the sod, that every neshama coming down here is a bechina of a spy. And that's the ein of a libo. The ein of a libo, which can be used as clipper, right? Ayin roya, leiv choymeid, for the person has to find that bekedusha. כי בהטויב הם גם כן עיקר שיוסם עושם לנושם מלושם חשיבס. It says by the מרגלם, זהו הנושם, הנושם חשובים. חירשם, לימור, אצלימה, חירש הטויר שילמוד הוא שיקבל לימור. המירה שירד מן העולם העליון קוראים על האל. שמקבל המירה that's coming from the עולם העליון. Which is lachu or ra'u es ha'aretz ve'es yirichoy. This is Yeshua talking to the Meraglim spying out Eretz Yisrael. Miloshen ve'hereicha yirichoy is miloshen ve'hereicha be'yiras Hashem. She'yavdu mi'yirat. She'mizoychet to be oyved as Hashem yirah ve'yelchu ve'yevayu beis isha zayna. They went to Rochav, who's an isha zayna. And Salama behepach she'nizdavku besitra achra nikra isha zayna. V'sham Rochav alidea toira. נעשה שמו רוחב, אצלם איקר כוונוסם אין אלא להרחיב שמו משמו של הטויר רוחב וגדלס. And that's no good, because it's not supposed to, like he said earlier, it's not supposed to learn טוירת, to hop onto the clipper, and to be מרחיב in the קשס. אצלם איקר, כי זה שאין אוהבית את השם יזברך נקרא שכיבה. It doesn't serve a Kodesh Baruch Hu, that's called שכיבה, like it says, המוסי עוצל תשכף. In other words, that's why they went to see Nisha Zoyna, in other words, a miracle, something's coming down to this world. The first thing is I see, the Ein and the Libba sees is the Klipper. Is the Klipper, is the Bechinus Isha Zoyna, that's the first thing they see. But they have to be, as spies, they have to be able to see through all that, they have to be able to see through the Klipper, and that's the Yegi and the Mela, breaking through the Klipper, that's the Chilik of Torah, not to stop there and say, why, to get all this Ava to the Taiva of what you're seeing in Olam Hazeh. We've got to see the tachlis, we've got to see where all that comes from, and that is the yigiyah and ameila and the Torah. Yigiyah and ameila v'chlal and avodas Hashem, to try to bring back shiyosam anosam lanoshim iloshan chashivas, to bring them back, to show that even the ayin and the ro, everything there is in the world has a bechina of l'toiva. And it's all that the clip is covering over that bechina of toiva. That's the same bechina as Avraham Avinu had in this week's parasha. Zohar HaKadosh says Avraham Avinu is the bechina of neshama. Avraham Avinu is the darg of neshama. Ramin is coming down to this world, and he's got to uncover all the madrigas. He's got to. That's why Ramin has to see what's in the pnimius of the world. That's why Rashi says, when Ramin came into Eretz Yisrael, so what does the pasuk say? It says, "Yavar avam ba'aretz." Rashi says, "Nichlas l'toicha." What's that nichlas l'toicha? Because Ramin is that bechina. He's a bechina. The Shon is coming down to this world, and nichlas l'toicha means he's got to go into the pnimius. You look at the surface of the world, it's Ayin Roya Leif Choymet, that's the Eina and the Libra traces through the Avera. But Avraham Avinu, wherever he goes, he's Nichnas Latoicha, he doesn't see what's going on in the thing world. He breaks through that. That was the whole Madrega of Avraham Avinu, and he broke through. He looked into the Oymik of everything. First he saw the sun is the God, and he saw this is what he's breaking through all, he's going through the whole Yisoid of Klippa. That's the Bechina of Avina de Kavoida, Avoida of Yigi and Amela. Until what? Until he was in Zbara, until HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Till he saw the Rabbeinu Shalom down here. In other words, there's two giluim. Either you can see the Rabbeinu Shalom down here, it's how the Rabbeinu Shalom comes and reveals himself. But that's not where the way it worked by Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu, he found the Rabbeinu Shalom down here. His avoda was to go through the whole Yigi and Amela, to go through all the kashas, and to go through all the thinking, the sun, and he had the kasha on the sun being the god, and the moon, and he had the kasha on the moon being a god. He went through all the kashas until he was mafarik all the kashas, and that's where he was zeichet to see. That's where he was zeichet to see the gilui aliyah. So it says the Archam HaKadosh says the beginning of the parasha, it doesn't say Vayera Elav, Vayera Elav Hashem and Avraham. Everybody first Hashem is Megala themselves. He Megala himself to them and then he speaks to them. He spoke to Avraham without being Megala. There it is because Avraham had already found the Rabban Shalom. Avraham found the Rabban Shalom through the Pirukim, through all the Kashas. When it's the Bechina of Vayera Hashem, Hashem comes to you first. That's not your Madrega, that's like a Madrega of Chochma. But Avraham Avinu went through all the piruk, he went through all the clippers of the Zoras, he went through everything, and he was mepharik everything until he came back to the Oynag Elyon. Once he came back to the Oynag Elyon, so that then he found the Oynag Elyon down here. So later, therefore, he starts straight away talking to Rabban Shalom and Hashem and Avraham. And then, because he had found everything, so later then, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avraham Avinu, already now's the time, Lech Lecha Mi'atzcha B'latcha, all being brought up in Terach's house, and the whole Mahalach is only until you find the Emes. Now you should be Mevara, all these Birurim. Once you found it, Horai, the Rebbeinu Shalom speaking to Avraham Avinu, so now that's not your Avoid anymore. Now that's not your Avoid anymore. Your Avoid is now an Avoid of Behirus, an Avoid of Berirus. Now your Avoid is the Avoid once you get to the Das, once you get to the Ava, Behira, Avraham Yahavai, if you get to the Mordika Ava, now your Avoid, you've done it already. All that you have to live in Artzachom, Latachom, Beis Avicha, you lived through that already, you broke through all that already, your ayin and toy, your neshama is a good spy down here, and it found the pnimius of everything, and for now, wherever you're going, you only find the pnimius of everything. And that's the sod of Ayav Avram Ba'oretz, which is the pnimius of everything. That's the Dargah of Avraham Avinu. And that's Pshat, where Avraham Avinu in this week's parasha got the mitzvah of Bris Mila. The mitzvah of Bris Mila is the mitzvah of Saras Orla. The Orla is, Chinas Orla is, you only see the Kilu, the Chitzai. And for that, you have to work hard to take away the Orla of the world in order to see the Oynege Elin in the world. Avraham Avinu in the parasha was Eicha to see the Oynege Elin in the world. And Mela, therefore, that's why Ben Shalom told him to take off his Orla. And by taking off his Orla, he was Eicha to see the Orla that lies in the Bria. That's the Orla of Mitzvah Mila. The aura of Mrs. Mila is the aura that wherever you go, there is a certain elikus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that's everywhere. It's everywhere. There's so much astaris that you've got to find it. Now, Avraham Avinu wasn't happy just with kashas. He didn't run around asking everybody why the sun is kashas. And he went through it until he found the terutzim. And there, once you find that aura, so there you see your aura wherever you are. And that's the saw that David HaMelech went into the Beis HaMerechatz, and he was said he'd upset, he didn't have any mitzvahs, and he was Nizka Mila. That's the vote is that the aur of Mila is an aur, the mitzvah of Mila is an aur that there's no more historis anyway. You take off the orla, mitzvah Mila's Megala, where you get to Madrega, where you take off the orla, and there's no more historis. It's all the aur. Wherever you go, you see aur. So Don Melchus in the Beis HaMerchatz, he's Megala himself, that even in the Beis HaMerchatz there's an aur of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I don't see that. That's really shy to the parasha of Hastoris. It's really shy to the parasha of Hastoris. Once you take that away, the parasha of Astoris, which is what Avraham Avinu did through all the piruk and kashas and terutzim, he took that away. So then everything is or to him. So then there's no choshech anymore. That's the saw that Klal Yisrael malad themselves leil yitzis Mitzrayim, and when they malad themselves leil yitzis Mitzrayim, then it became laila kayoim yorek hacheshecha. Laila is Astoris. But Mrs. Mila takes away the Astoris, and it's only or. So that's the pshat. That's the saw of laila kayoim yorek hacheshecha. Also, there won't be Astoris. Astoris is only in Chayu Elam Hazeh. Mila is Beyum Hashmini. Once you take away the Orla of Elam Hazeh, so Mila is only Or, the Chin of Or Chodesh Al Tzion Torah. That's the sort of Avraham Avinu. So that's Mamish. That's how the Avoda works, and that's how Avraham Avinu did it. Mamish, Rabban Shalom sent him all the Astoris, but he found the Rabban Shalom in the Astoris. And that's why he was zeichet to Avraham Ahavai. That's why he was zeichet to. He was the first. He was the first of the midas bechinah. Like he's the chesed. Chesed is Ava. Yitzchak is Yirah. He found the kesher between the moichim and the midas. He broke through. He broke through to the das. Paroi is miloshen gilui. Paroi is miloshen like peroi. A princess is ki peroi. Says by the eagle. Paroi is the loshen of gilui. In other words, gilui means that he only sees what's in his galah. He doesn't see anything deeper than that. He only sees that which is in his gala. See, everything that should be inside, he tries to be megala that, to take that outside. In other words, he lives a kulei chitzonistic life. Avraham Avinu lives a kulei pnimi life. Nichnas latoicha. He lives a life latoicha in the bria, and that's the sod. Like you said yesterday, it's the sod that he hides sorrow. That he sees the ruchnis and everything. So the ruchnis and everything is that which was hidden in everything. Parai doesn't want anything. Parai is the bechina is. He should live the oil in the chitza, and there shouldn't be a musiv, but there's something inside. So he takes Sora out of the box, and he's Megala. He lives a life of Gilui. Avraham Avinu, no. Avraham Avinu breaks the Gilui. Avraham Avinu says there mustn't be Gilui. Gilui is Piruki, there is Kashas. The Gilui, all the Kashas. Rain is called light. The Gemara says in Tanis. The rain is called light. Says that. It rains, it's a Pesach Mishonai. It's the sod of Chag HaSukkos is the sod where we live in that inside world. We live in that inside world. In other words, the whole avoida of Tshuva through Rosh Hashanah, when we get into Sukkah, we live in the inside world. We live in the inside, we don't live in the Chitzonistic world anymore. We live in the inside world. The inside world, that's the Bechin of the Or. It's the Bechin of the Or Agonis. On Sukkos, we live in the inside, that's the Bechin of living in the inside of the Or Agonis. There's no kashas and tirutzim. Therefore, after Sukkah, it's simchas Torah. It's the emistika. There's no kashas anymore. To zeichet to the amitis of Torah, that's the bechina of simchas Torah. Straight after that, it starts raining. That's the sod of Torah. Rain is the or. Rain is the or of Torah that comes down the galus. The marble is the or of Torah. The marble is the or of Torah. It's supposed to be the gili of Torah. they chose to be Gilei Arayos, so then they had to go to be Behesta. Originally, it wasn't supposed to be Or HaGomes. Or it was supposed to be Beseder. The Baruch Shalom saw that the Rishoyim is Enom Kadai, so therefore he was Megames the Torah. Parshas Noyach was supposed to be the parasha of raining, supposed to be the parasha of the Gilui of Matan Torah. And but they weren't Zoycha. Avraham Avinu went into that Chelik of Gilui, and Avraham Avinu was Zoycha to the Torah, Shtei Kaloyos, Tfutim Torah. And that's the Bechina of the Choshech, of the winter. The winter comes, the dark months come. Of when it rains, the rain in Gemara Tan is called the Or, and that's the Bechina of the Torah, is the Or that breaks through the winter. The whole Avoida of Chesh, the whole Avoida of all the months of the winter is taka to wade through the Choshech, to wade through the Choshech, and to wade through all the Hastaras. Sukkot is where we live the whole week in the Or HaGonus. Sukkot is like the Neshama before it's born, it's the Bechina that's in the Or HaGonus. After that, it's like the Neshama is being born. You're born into the dark months of the Choshech. That when the Choshech got to wade through the Choshech, and then in the Tifta Choshech, like there comes the Bechina of Chanukah, and Chanukah is the Oris of Torah that breaks through the Bechina of Choshech. So that's mamish the same Dargah. So you begin in Chesh when you begin these parashas. You begin these parashas of Avraham Avinu going through all that Choshech until he was Oichah to the Or of Rismila, until he was Oichah where there's no Chashchas anymore, there's no Oral anymore. And that's the Bechina of Or Chodesh of Tzien Torah v'nizke Cholona Meir Loire. You can almost see that the Gemara says in Tanis, as in Tanis, Kechosna Yetzir Koskala, because when it drops, they jump up to catch the next drop, can you see? The Kechosna Yetzir Koskala. It says, Kim Hirvas Oretz. The rain is a Bechina of a Revia, of a Puruvu, of a Chosna Koskala. That's the Gewalti Gezach. Take the Oretz, you take an Oro and Chosna Kala go into the Chuppah. It's the Yichud of Asana Kodesh Baruch. In Bechukoisa Telecha, Balatanya says Bechukoisa is a lashon chakika. Chakika means it's a lashon of it's engraved. Where you go through, you break through. Right? Chakika to engrave means you break through the stone. The next pasuk after that is in the Nasati Gishmeichem Beitzim. In other words, if you go through all that stars, you break through it. You break through the choshech, and then you zoche, then you zoche to the revia. That's the bechina of a revia. I mean, some of the ending of
the rain is Sukkot, Chuppah, Yichudim, and the rain is.
Everything, oh, Moedik, the Revi itself.
Chayyuk, Asa Shay itself.
Moedik, Moedik. Wow. Moedik. That's the Sod of the Yichud, the Bechina of breaking through the Psulim. Breaking through the Psulim, that's the Menenya Zaycha to the Yichud. In other words, there's a Hastara over there. And it's breaking through the. And then there's the Emistika Simcha. The Emistika Simcha in Torah, it says that's why. There's an Amona, the Shaila, where you can get married, and you can marry an Amona. A Besula, a Vadanishlam Yomtev, because the Eimam Simcha Besimcha. The Simcha, the Ika Simcha is to marry a Besula. Amona is not such a Simcha. Why? Because what is the Ika Simcha of Torah after Yigin HaMeil, or is the Ika Simcha Torah if there's no Yigin HaMeil? The Ika Simcha Torah is only after the Hastorah. So the Ika Simcha is thereby a Besulin, you break through the Besulin, that represents the after breaking through heart, Kiilu that Bechinat, and then it's the Emes Ika Simcha, that's the Simcha of Torah. After all the Chashchas of the winter, there was Zerucha to Chanukah. The Chanukah, there was a Zera, and the Besula has to be, before she gets married, she has to be boiled to the Tafsir Tchila, a Besula. Now that they were taking away the Simcha, they wanted that comes after the Yigin HaMeil of Torah. That's what they wanted to take away. So this is Zerucha Mamish to witness. It's Mamish of the Chin of Hirves Aretz. It's a Revia to break through the Artsius. More to give the rain breaks through the Arceus.